This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
I'm like, yeah, so great Google.
Oh, I have no clue. I'm telling you, so that's a big one for me. I don't know what the hell happens when you die, and I'll figure it out.
And we are live! I always want to do the Bruce Buffer thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And business success tips.
In the red corner.
In the red corner. Fighting out of the red corner. I love that guy the other night, and he was like mimicking. He's like yeah. Pointing to him like, yeah, say it, say it.
Dan Harper. So,
Dan Hardy. Like, Dan
Hardy. Business success tips here. I mean, come
that was a UFC.
Well, first of all, I want to say you're the congratulations voice. To Stephanie for hanging in. For now, her
for 3 weeks, 4 weeks now.
For 4 weeks, I know.
She lives here.
It was hard to get a babysitter every single week, though.
She lives in a studio.
But it worked out.
She lives with Sean.
I think you're like...
deserves a medal.
I've been missing out on this the whole time.
The whole time.
What?
Episode 200 and...
Holy cow. You missed the thou shalt not be... I have a picture. Every time he comes up on my screen, say, I should call that guy again.
Who's that?
Thou shalt be not, shall not be named. Whatever.
He who
shall not be named. Oh, thou shalt... Yeah. I'm aware of that. Good. Censor that out later.
I don't know. What.
He who shall not be named.
Yes.
He keeps coming up my computer screen and pictures of the past.
Oh,
who shall not be named?
He's a wonderful person. We should move on.
We should move on.
So,
question. Steve.
Yes.
You're the most centered, maybe the wrong word, but certainly practical.
You're the most Canadian.
You are the most Canadian.
I give you that.
You're the most practical.
Don't tell
you're
me.
Canuckish.
The most
practical in the room.
Still,
so
I've never been a Canadian.
So, you're talking
all,
to
so.
These thousands of people.
Tell us, what's it like?
What's it like? What's the maple syrup taste like?
Give me some, good advice.
Son.
About what?
Extemporaneous.
Go for it. Let it flow.
Yes.
Actually,
be like water.
I discovered something today. And it was, the best way to learn is by teaching. Mm-hmm. So the main person who sells for me, I was teaching him this concept of who is our main competitor on this deal.
You have no competition.
Well, and his
wrong
his
answer, you're
reaction,
fired.
His initial reaction was the other product, the product we're selling against. And I said, no, it's not the product. And we went through every single deal.
Don't you represent all the products?
No, there's,
there's
one we don't represent. And I said, let's look at each deal and figure out what we're really competing against. And in every case, it wasn't the other product. It was some other factor.
Not knowing the decision maker.
That's one.
Okay, well, let me give you an example. So one case was, there was another product in the picture, but really what we were competing against was higher priority initiatives. Because I think we convinced them that our product was better.
Budget allocation.
Budget allocation.
Yeah, what's going to stop the deal? Or
serum is not
the
most
the
sexy thing on their plate.
It's not the most sexy thing. Now, in the other case, everybody liked our product better than the competitor's product. Okay, so we won on product, but we lost the deal because the company that owned our client had a product that they mandated that they use. So
don't represent.
Yeah. So what I learned by teaching today is in a competitive situation, question what it is that you're actually competing against.
And realize that the decision maker can be crazy. And
well,
and that decisions are not rational. They're generally emotional. And if you can get to the right person and get them emotionally committed, everything else will work.
Well, the other part of this whole discussion was, and I keep going back to this, which is in business, be honest with yourself and be honest with your prospect. Because when you try to hide from the truth, when you try to hide yourself from the truth or
as once said, honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, and that's another way of putting it. But I think that a lot of salespeople are guilty of not being honest with themselves. They do the old, I did a great presentation and then hopa, maybe somebody.
I am guilty.
Yes.
And
the universe will provide.
And one of the things. That's right.
I have done my best.
I believe that. I believe
Hallelujah.
That. Right? So.
It's in God's hands.
I'm going to do a plug right now. Dream Business.
By the way, whenever you.
It bangs on the head.
And they go in their earphones and like.
Stuff. Okay, Dream Business Coaching is launched.
.com.
It's alive. It's working.
And
when are you going to record a commercial so we can put it into the ad spot?
Dream business. You know, and the website works.
No, not
it's
now.
Very cool. And it works. They can get a month's worth of coaching for $47. Picture that.
Ooh. Evidently.
Is there more?
Wait, there's more.
That is group coaching.
That is group coaching.
So $47.
Some things are more fun in a group.
Yep.
You know, some things are better by themselves.
$47 gets you what? I shut it out.
The group experience.
The group
all
experience.
All with love, baby.
Group love.
The group experience.
Business love. Sometimes
actually,
better than
and it's video. It's not only group love, it's video group love. And it's recorded so they can watch it later. It's super exciting.
Is this a shameless plug?
No.
It's shameless. I don't know about the plug part.
No, this is a great business model.
No, Dream. Actually, what I came up with when we did Dream Business Coaching was a couple of things. One is that there's a lot of really, really good business coaches out there. And we put an ad in for business coaches, and we got 15, 20 applicants.
Basically, just interviewed 8 people, hired 8 people.
And the people we got had been doing it 10 or 15 years. Had been working. They were amazing people. And they were willing to work for, right, it's a reasonable price, which is, you know, $100 an hour, which is $500 a month. And they also had technology, which I got. They said, which is interesting, because I talked to somebody that worked for, who wrote the book. I'll think of it.
Mars.
We got a Men from Mars.
No, you're talking about John Azaroff.
You got Emeth.
Emeth, that's it.
Michael Gerber.
Michael Gerber.
Somebody forgot Michael.
Here in Santa Rosa.
15 years she worked for Michael Gerber.
Okay.
And what they found out, which I thought was that after doing that, phone worked better than in person. I went, oh my God, what a revelation that is. That phone consulting was, if more effective than in-person consulting. And I go, oh my God, I've wasted, you know, 5,000 hours.
And why is that?
Well, the reason she said it was, one, it's easier to do. There's more anonymity. People are less stressed. And what you're trying to do is get across content and develop a relationship. And sometimes a relationship is better developed on the phone. It's more supportive on the phone. It doesn't create an illusion between on the phone and in person. So when you feel like you're on the phone, you're being cheated. When you're on the phone or you're in person, you know, you're on the phone all the time. So that's the only relationship you know. And it works better. So I thought, that is an amazing thing. It took me, you know, 30 years of consulting to figure that out. Secondly, you can close on the phone. You don't have to do it in person.
We knew that. Yeah.
And that you can close on the phone, you can consult on the phone.
That for years.
You know, and I'm thinking, you know, like,
come on.
30 years old, you know, I realized I drove all the way to San Francisco for a half hour sales appointment. And I could have done the damn thing on the phone.
I told you.
That one on the phone, which was fine.
Well, I told you could have done it all.
So the point is, I realized, one, you can close on the phone. Secondly, there's a whole, you can do it by phone. There's a lot of very good consultants out there. So what we created was in Dream Business Coaching was a website that has to do with, it's actually offered, I'm not offered one coaching, so I've got 7 videos.
Allegedly. There's no proof of that.
That's right.
Come on.
But it's a model where they come to the site, they can get group video coaching for like $47 a month, or they can get individual coaching for $9.50. Everything's month at a time. So I realized, secondly, we do everything month at a time. That way there's no commitment over a month. Mm-hmm. That there's a lot of really good coaches out there. And we need to create a system to help those people sell. So what we did, and we're in the process of doing right now, is hire a salesperson, which is 10% commission, to sell the coaching to the coaches and put together through Steve's CRM system and a really cool video. So you can get really cool video systems for like $200 a month that are amazing. They're high quality video. They've got all the bells and whistles. You can have 100 people in your group. They do one to many, men to one. It's amazing for like cheap. Mm-hmm. Killer CRM, Salesforce for $25 a person per month, right?
Mm-hmm. Which and there's a lot of really good coaches out there.
Which is yeah. Which is
you haven't heard
right.
That.
Yeah,
I mean there are
yeah.
Really. So there. thank you.
And you hired 8 of them.
I hired 8 of them. So the business
the
model.
The best 8.
Yeah, it's the best 8 in the whole planet.
There are a lot of really good coaches. Really, it's true.
Anyway, so the model's awesome.
Sean, you might want to go into coaching. There's lots of really good coaches out there.
He's actually coaching Zach's little league team.
There we go.
I want
He's
in.
Good at that.
You need an assistant coach.
Batting
coach.
There we go.
Because my kid's not big enough yet.
So he's.
Although I was looking at like the little like 3-year-olds, you know, like the little like you know
T-ball,
and I'm like, he's gonna kick their ass. They can hardly even throw a ball at 3. I'm like, hell, man, he'll be throwing a ball. He'll be throwing fastballs at 3.
A little parent pressure.
You're going to have endless opportunities to
right.
coach that every
sport
they play.
So, anyhow, the model was we put the coaches together with businesses, and I believe we can do 1,000 businesses in a couple years, maybe 100 in the next 4 months.
So how far are you along in the process here?
We have eight coaches.
Really?
We
have
the really great one.
See, yeah, the website is...
And we have a website. And we have
in about a day.
A website and a drink.
The website is really good.
Oh, good.
It works. It's all
That's important.
It's all functional. Means you can
charge
it. And
it's blue, like water.
That's right. Have you seen the website?
Blue is the most attractive color to a human being.
And you're
greeted
by Paul.
And it matches my eyes.
I haven't seen it. I just heard about this.
So is Stephanie the website.
Can we not do this on the podcast? Let's just wait to laugh.
Okay.
Anyhow, it's a good model.
And if you go to the coaches, you can see 7 or 8 really good coaches right
And we have video testimonials. Yeah, they're awesome. They're video testimonials, right. So it's all good. And like we suggested, everything's about conversion.
It's a classic build it and they will come model. And you put up the site and then...
That's what you liked about it?
I'm not depending on anybody to come.
So you're a Field of Dreams kind of guy.
This model is you build it and you just wait. It's like that IBM ad you remember back in the day where they're just sitting around. And they're looking at the counter on their order, screen spinning, and it starts to spin really slowly, and then it starts to spin faster and faster, and then it's out of control, and then they're all panicking because they can't possibly fulfill the order.
IBM.
That's what's going to happen.
Who's that?
So,
I'm just kidding.
I build this for SEO. My model is call people and beat them up until they die.
Say what? That's not our message at all. Our message
is good for them, and it's good for your eight coaches.
That's right.
And if it helps you, then that's okay too.
That's the thing. That's the side effect.
That's okay. The byproduct.
Gets a little chump change. Can go to Costco.
Actually, so far, gas money. Everything. With all the people he's paying commission to, and I don't think we're actually going to end up with anything.
Oh, the margin.
But it'll be good.
It's a great model. It's 100%.
But you'll make it up in volume, the zero.
For sure.
That's right.
So I would like to send a... we have to do a break first.
Break.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Break! And we're back?
I like how quick we did that.
That was cool. It was a good huddle.
Efficiency.
And this is a shout-out to...
Shout-out.
Tony Yost.
Tony Yost?
TheCompanyWeb.com. Tony was kind enough to send us a round of drinks.
Yay, Tony.
Which is a $35 donation to our wine.
Good Lord.
Yay, Tony.
Habit.
I missed that email.
Yeah, that was back, what was the date on that one? Yeah, that was on February
17th. Oh, right? We forgot to give the shout. People that wanted us to help them in their
Yeah, that's the next thing. That's where I'm getting to. Okay.
So we
posited this idea back several episodes ago about that we would help someone out there. We would pick somebody, possibly more than one person.
We got distracted by Stephanie's awakening, but we're back.
Stephanie's awakening was a detour for us. We're done with all that Buddhist crap, and now we're back to making money.
I want everybody to go to dreambusinesscoaching.com and at least sign up for the video so we see if we get some traffic.
Holy crap, let go of the goddamn sales bitch.
You don't understand, Sean. There's high quality coaches there.
Eight coaches.
I'm going to hire a team of Indonesian programmers to flood your website.
I'm confused being a newbie here, how we started with his commenting about training his employee on competition. To your shameless.
You're new to this show.
Yeah, you're catching on.
That's the way it works.
Insanity is the first step.
I'm confused.
Recognition of insanity is the first step. We are a collective monkey mind. We are a group of monkeys, all with their own little monkeys in their heads.
Everyone having their own thoughts,
that's
completely
right.
disjointed.
We all learn from Paul's successes and failures.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. There are at least 15 monkeys in this room present right now.
All
right. Back to I think what we're talking about right now, which is this idea that we would get 10% of somebody's business. Now she's interested.
Stephanie
Lyons,
the Buddhist.
I'm curious about that.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
So the idea would be that we're going to help one of our listeners who wants to improve their business, and they would give us 10% in exchange for business coaching.
Well, actually, now that Stephanie's here, you guys are up to 4%.
I like that. So we have two applicants so far.
Yes.
Two?
Okay, yeah, two.
Donnie and Marie?
Nyamwea.
I've seen that show.
Donnie Nyamwea from idonnie.com.
Oh, I heard that. I read
we'll take a look at his website in a second. The other one is Philip. And let's see. Philip says...
As long as it's not Philip Morris.
No, I'm sorry. It's not Philip. And I seem to have lost the other one. Do you guys remember there was a second one? And the second one was more interesting, and I think I didn't copy in this folder. So let's look at idonnie, and I'll find the other one while we're talking. So let's look at iDonnie's business model. Oh, just
how can you look on the same computer and?
We're looking in our minds.
Oh,
we're multi-brain.
You will discuss amongst yourselves.
This is the mind.
iDonnie.
You don't
do
say
you
it out loud.
Of...
You just let me go.
Okay.
Let me do my thing.
Okay.
Let me do my thing.
Okay.
Okay. So Donnie says on his website, this is iDonnie. So this is applicant number one.
I didn't look at that briefly.
Unfreeze your web strategy. Your business exists in the present. Why should? Ooh, hey, that.
Hey.
Oh, it's meant to be.
Tingles.
It's meant to be. Oh my God,
tingles.
Why should you depend on website content that is only as recent as the last time you paid your webmaster to make updates? iDonnie Productions enables you to control and publish your website content whenever, wherever, and as frequently as you need to. Technology that enables and not impedes your agility, the agility your business needs to thrive. And so he's got this solution, service VAR products.
So what's it do?
Standard, very confusing little graph here.
Like
about
a spider. What does it do?
Yeah. What we do is centered on distilling.
He's the center. It's the iDonnie's in the center. You know?
What we do is
probably got high quality coaches as well.
I'm not. The iDonnie doesn't really instill a lot of confidence in me. Like
the name.
Yeah.
His name Donnie?
His name's Donnie.
And it's iDonnie.
It's iDonnie. It's like iJustine or something. It doesn't. It's not a good business.
The first we should do is change the name. The name of your business should have something to do with your business.
I agree.
iDonnie, am in charge.
Also, this is not an extensible business because, you know, what if iDonnie wants to retire? It's like iGym now?
So what is it? We come up with a new name. What does it do?
Well, let me read what he does. Services, right? So it says, what we do is centered on distilling the needs and vision of our customers into distinct services and actionable tasks that can be implemented and audited. Okay, that's meaningless. This needs serious help.
No, you are becoming the Simon.
He's got the mind map.
I'm becoming the what?
Simon, like American Idol. You know.
Simon Says, like, I get to tell you what to do?
Simon
Says.
Simon trashes everybody.
You're trashing his stuff, man. I'm going to be...
I'm not trashing him. I'm saying he... Okay, I am somebody right now. No. Right now, I want to know what iDonnie does. I really do because iDonnie is somebody I might want to help, co-help,
right,
to improve his business, and I might have a personal stake interest.
I just think
I'm saying I should.
Nice
I'm one sentence.
He should be applauded for his work.
Okay. He probably spent a lot of time.
He
with
put
this.
Up a sign.
I still don't know what the flock iDonnie does. So
keep reading.
Okay, this ensures that all work is relevant to realizing a specific goal and is a building block in the bigger picture. Working this way eliminates unnecessary work and keeps the justification for each task as it relates to. Okay, so I'm already done. Like, I'm gone. I'm onto another website.
His elevator pitch sucks.
No, you don't give iDonnie.
He needs bullet points. You help iDonnie.
I'm
going to
be Paula. That's who I'm like.
You can be Paula.
You don't even look like Paula.
Everybody's got. Everybody's got some. No, you know.
Paula,
I bet,
Julie, you're not.
I'm not
okay.
Dissonant. This guy might be really good at what he does.
Yeah.
I'm
He's
not questioning iDonnie. What I'm questioning is his presentation of himself.
The name doesn't work. And he doesn't have a clear elevator pitch.
Yeah, he doesn't have a clear elevator pitch. So
did you see our new site?
Well, that's pretty clear.
You just put a big graphic in
there.
The
you go.
That says exactly.
Okay,
what
so
you
so I'll point.
Show up iDonnie
not
like
even
that.
Words.
So media
or
funnel.
International symbols.
Coordinate and control yourself.
Yeah, if you want to see a good example of, and I'm not going to call it a Web 2.0 site because we're past Web 2.0 and I hate that anyway.
This is 3.0.
This is 3.0.
3.0.
Totally not 2.0. 3.0 was still last year.
Right,
so mediafunnel.com. Mediafunnel.com is the website that Steve is holding up that you can't see unless you're watching the show.
And manage your social media.
And it's very, very easy. It's like, you know, big graphics. Easy.
I go there to fall asleep at night. It's so relaxing to me.
The new websites are all big banner graphic, and we're going to rotate them.
Or video like Dream Business Coaching.
So here's
you have to catch people's attention quickly.
You need
a banner graphic, and I'll explain in a minute why you don't want to use video. And then what you want to do is you want to have 4 or 5 rotating banner graphics that have your messages to your audience. That's the companies that are doing it right are doing rotating banner graphics with bold, concise messages.
Lowest common denominator.
Yeah. Go to jivesoftware.com, man. They've got a wire.
This guy's not too far from what you do, Steve.
Go to MediaFunnel. They got a wire.
Customer support. In addition to developing and implementing CMS and message design solutions, iDonnie Productions provides advice and support in the selection and maintenance of the hosting environment for your web applications, CMS, CRM, and messaging. So he's doing some of that stuff too. So it's a lot of different things. So he, He needs to clarify his message a little
bit. Now, in a business, you'd have a good name and a good elevator pitch, like basics. Yeah.
And it shouldn't be a struggle for fairly intelligent people to figure out exactly what not only what he does, but what makes him unique. Why do I want to work with you? I'm having a hard time figuring out exactly what he does. Never mind what differentiates him from the other people who do whatever it is that he does,
I would like to get iDonny Skype in here so we could talk to him about.
Well, let's invite him. We'll send him an email. Let's move on though.
Where's he at? Stephanie asked where he's located.
I don't know.
I
don't
know. So he needs a 25-word elevator pitch.
I want to know where in the world he lives.
We can't say the area code.
Massachusetts.
He needs a 25-word elevator pitch and needs to change his name.
I like that he speaks.
Are you from Mass?
He speaks,
well, he knows Mass.
He speaks,
I live in Mass.
You know what? He speaks three languages, though. He speaks English, Swahili, and French. I gotta give him credit for that. Clearly an intelligent person.
I told you Donnie was smart.
I'm not saying Donnie's not smart. I'm just saying smart and good marketing are two different things.
I think we should do it in Swahili. That's an untapped market.
Based on that chart on his page alone, I'm sure he's very smart. But that isn't what we're talking about. Talking about presentation. So here's the problem. I don't still have the... Hey, is it time to take a break or do we already take a break? Oh, gosh, we're out of time. We'll have to do that on the next episode. Donnie's the only one on this episode.
Okay.
We'll talk about candidate new elevator number two pitch on the second installment of this.
Please.
Thank
good
you.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
And there it is, another episode of Business Success Tips. Thanks as always for joining us. You can check out our website online at businesssuccesstips.org. Send us an email at friends@businesssuccesstips.org. Or if you're a Twitter stalker, find us at twitter.com/BST podcast. Thanks. We'll see you next time.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.
LexNet Consulting Group is your one-stop resource for a selection of award-winning CRM, email marketing, and business intelligence solutions. LexNet serves small to mid-sized companies across the Western U.S. from our offices in the San Francisco Bay Area, Southern California, and Seattle. LexNet's tailored business solutions are designed to increase revenue and reduce costs. LexNet will help you develop a consistent sales, marketing, and customer support approach to drive your company's revenues, even during tough economic times. Every business has unique needs, and LexNet will help you meet those needs with customized, integrated solutions that give your business easily accessible and actionable information. To find out more about the powerful and effective business management solutions that LexNet offers, please visit lexnetcg.com, where you'll find helpful resources including articles, white papers, industry news, customer success stories, and informative podcasts like this one. While there, be sure to sign up for our Customer 360 newsletter filled with CRM and email marketing news, tips, and tricks. LexNet, your partner in business success.